Greetings to all record enthusiasts. While you are playing this test recording, please seat yourself in a position between the two loudspeakers, at the same distance from each. The distance from your seat to each of the loudspeakers should be about the same as that from one loudspeaker to the other. In order to test the symmetry and correct positioning of your apparatus, will you now please regulate the volume of the sound on the two channels so that you appear to hear my voice from a distant point directly in front of you?
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 133 and a third. It's Crackle, the final frontier. It's the All Vinyl Record Show.
We'll be right back after this word.
So much for technology. Screwed that one up. But yes. We'll be right back. Yes, we'll be right back after this little word.
We'll be right back after this
word.
So white
and chocolatey too.
Television, it's so fresh.
Look at that shine.
Look at that shine.
Look at that shine.
Oh yes,
lemon,
chicken,
liver,
fluoride.
Gee, Mom, can I have some more?
Time after time.
Just the way you like it.
10% real fruit juices.
You're soaking in it.
Time after time.
You won't believe it.
We're doing it.
We'll be right back
after this word.
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 Now, how much would you expect to pay
now? Bargain! Bargain! Bargain!
Ready.
Here's all you do.
Not just one. Not just two. More than three. You get four and more.
It's fresh.
You pay only $9.99. This offer may never be repeated.
$29.99.
Operators are standing by.
$29.99. Absolutely free.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back
after this word.
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 We'll be right back after this word.
Order, here's all you. Just call this toll-free number and have your credit card ready. Your size and color preference. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Offer not valid in Kentucky, South Dakota, and Hawaii. Don't forget, with every 7 you order, you get one free!
Iron, niacin, and riboflavin.
Riboflavin.
We'll be right back.
Right back.
Right back.
100% of your minimum daily requirement.
We'll be right back.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Be right back.
Be right back.
Be right back.
And it tastes great, too. It's fresh.
Get down!
Walk it, mama!
You bet.
Oh, yeah. Time after time.
Slices.
And more.
It dices.
And more. And more. And much, much more.
How do they do that?
Shake.
Get down.
Hummina.
Call before midnight tonight.
Hummina, hummina. Soft.
Oh, yeah.
And manageable.
Oh, yeah.
Plump.
And.
Tender.
Not included.
We'll be right back
after this word.
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 We'll be right back
after
this word.
We'll be right back
after this word.
Than this.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 133, and it's otherwise known as the Vinyl Frontier Show, or the Crackle Comes for Free. Oh, yes, you can hear the crackles in the background. Maybe, oops, crunch, crunch, crunch. Yes, get down to the sound of a vinyl deck, because that's what it's about, really. It's about the fact that I just got a USB turntable, or, well, the first turntable I've had in probably about 10, at least 10, maybe 15 years. So I have a lot of vinyl. I have about, it sounds like I'm bragging, but I have at least 200, 300 12-inch records, which are all stacked up, count them, which are all stacked up in my humble abode at the moment, and clucking everything up. It used to be up in my storage space. And I have probably about, at least about 300, probably a bit more, 7-inch records. You can hear the wonderful sound of the kettle in the background. I have this turned up large, so you can I can talk to you while putting the records on, because I only have one deck. I mean, that this is going to be more of a talky show. That was Steinsky, we'll be right back. Well, Steinsky and Mass Media. That's the 12-inch that came out on Ireland at about, I think it was probably 1985, although on, it's 4th and Broadway, not Ireland. It's Island Arts, but it's 4th and Broadway. Won't be the only 4th and Broadway record that comes out, but I think it's 85 or 86 that came out. Classic, everyone knows about Steinsky and the cut-ups. He was an advertising person, hence why he had all those clips, who got into doing cut-ups and doing records made from other people's stuff. And everyone thought he was a good sort of DJ and everything, and he got these DJ gigs, even though he couldn't actually DJ. It was all about it's all about the cut and paste. So I'm going to have a show, more of a hodgepodge show, as someone else put it, of various, hello Lee from my motorway, that's various little bits here and there, but it's going to probably sum up the whole of my record collection, which is a mixture of cheesy stuff, kids tune, tacky disco, 90s rave, late 80s pop, and inherited records from my sister's collection, which is probably overlaps a little bit into the influencer show. But the difference is, the difference is that I didn't have a record then, so I had all these records and had to go and find and download them. But hey, now we have the power. I can't stand the power, which is one of the records I have, which I may play later or I may not. So this is one of my inherited records from my sister Corinne, and she really went for modern romance. And that's partly the reason why I played them at Eclectic Kettle. I played the best years of our lives. And this is the other song. This is probably the tackiest song I did. They did, because it's not only their whole sort of salsa shtick. It's also tacky. How can I put it? Not very well getting into the whole rapping craze. So it's queen of the rapping scene. Nothing ever goes the way it plans.
quick one. I'm only here tonight. I'm no sadder but wiser. I'm still the same old guy. Take a look at me. See, I couldn't look no better. Girl, I'm at the peak.
And that's a fact, that's a fact.
Take a part of me. You know it couldn't feel no better. Take it all with ease.
Before you break your back or get a heart attack.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts. There we are. And with I'm a Wonderful Thing Baby, that's one of my records, and before that was Modern Romance. I promise I can't exactly easily do fade outs, even though I've got it linked into the desk, because it's supposed to be a line output, but it's just so quiet. I have to say thank you to Pete Cooper from, I think it's the Emma and Pete Show, who sold me this this wonderful contraption secondhand, and I've been having lots of fun finding all the records that I haven't heard in absolutely fucking ages, including that one. Although I was tempted to play Mino Popeye. They released Mino Popeye as something else. That was Andy Hernandez, and then it became Kid Creole and the Coconuts, which is one of mine and Kirk's favorite bands. It was Andy Hernandez. Yes, Andy Hernandez. I do actually have that 7-inch somewhere. It's very crackly, though, of the original version of Mino Popeye, and they re-recorded it. So what I'm going to do now is I've got loads of records I haven't heard in ages. I've not got too many mashups, so there will be a couple of mashups that I've grabbed the computer from here through nefarious electronic means, including a white label and a few things like that. But it's probably going to be more of a retro-tastic thing. I'm going to play a record which is definitely mashup-based, if I can find it. It's the KLF 1987, because I've been having a shock about what kind of records I actually have, and how I think some of them are rather more valuable than I thought they would be, because I didn't realise that something like the Cold Cuts first album, even though I've ripped it to MP3 and it actually sounds like cardboard, even though it's even though it's on vinyl. It sounds as bassless as the CDs usually are. Is incredibly rare, especially with the 12-inch I've got, and I've got two of them. So, I don't say incredibly rare, but certainly it's worth, I think at some areas I've seen about 40 quid, which for something I bought for 50p because they were all remaindered, I could have bought a whole load of them, is quite funny, because of course this song's on there, they never re-released because of copyright reasons. And the same goes for my KLF albums, because for some reason, suspiciously, about 4 years ago, HMV suddenly got stock of 1987, which is all the albums that were supposed to have been burnt because of ABBA's objection to sampling of Dancing Queen on Queen and I, but also the Shag Times, which is a follow-up album, and Space. So, of course, I bought a copy of each. And I've never played them. So, yes, world premiere. I'm going to play the first track. I hope it's as good as I remember it, because I've only heard it on crappy MP3. And this could actually find out too. It could end up being Nina's greatest hits, just with another label on top. You don't actually know. So we shall find out. And I do apologise for the sound keep dipping, but I have to kind of try and put records on while DJing the show. And I don't have a nice DJ rig here. It's just literally record deck on floor, microphone there. So here goes. Here's Hey Hey, We're Not the Monkees, at some point.
We're coming through with
I knew that would happen. Yes, I was knew I was going to play at the wrong speed at some point. Ugh! I can't even get away from the John Peel archetypes. Let's try that again. The buttons are right next to each other, so I accidentally did play at the right speed, then played at the wrong speed. Okay, this is Disco Music, I Like It, by the J.A.L.N. Band. That's J.A.L.N. Band at the right speed this time with Disco Music, I Like It. Yes. And before that was a long, long time ago. Time passes. Because the fire alarm went off and then I had to get some money. And for it's a Saturday night. I want to get my Chinese. Oh, yes. I was actually going to say, I was thinking about what I was going to say when I was going to get some money. In this brief temporal pause, and it was going to be about, and I was hoping I was going to play something at the wrong speed, but I did it anyway. I knew I would. So before that was from the What's That Noise 1987 album. It's Cold Cut with Doctor in the House, the Say R mix. And as I say, it does sound a bit tinny, but there's some really good stuff on there, which like the theme from Ravitage and the track they did, I'm In Deep, with Marky Smith. They also did a telephone thing. They produced Marky Smith at that time as well on his album. Did something called, I think it's a telephone thing. I think that's what they did, which is weird because there's My Telephone on there, which is with Lita Stansfield. Of course, they discovered Yaz and Lita Stansfield. We have them to eternally thank for doing that. Yes. And then before that, if I can remember what was before that, I can't remember. Oh, it was probably, it wasn't something from there. It was something from a record. Let's look around. Oh, yes, it was from the Jams, not the KLF, I got that wrong, though it is the KLF. It's from the Jams' 1987 album, accurately titled 1987, just banned in most countries and destroyed by ABBA. Oops. That was Hey Hey Hey, We're Not the Monkees. And that was stranger than I remembered. So, anyway, I think it's time for another record. Oh, yes. If he says trying to do this, trying to change records. What's on the other side of that, anyway? If there's a little magnet, when did it come out? Of course they never... Oh, 1976. That is early disco, really. Universal Love. I don't know anything about the J-A-L-N band, apart from they have the most annoying name ever. Fine Silver White House. Nope. I've got loads of tacky disco compilations. Lots of records from 1983 and 82 compilations. K-Tel, Ronco, things like that. I collect them. So... I call them charity shop specials. There are records that only appear in charity shops. A bit like I managed to collect all my Heaven 17 records and all my OMD records just from charity shops, as you do. So I think I'm going to play... let's play this. I'm going to play some indie rock. This is where I do my very bad Peel impression. This is Spodgeness Abounds, which, of course, the WOB crew are probably going to about to tell me off for playing, because I had a go at them for playing. Well, the thing about Splodge, as it was called, is that they were a kind of a comedy oi band. And the thing about oi is not only were the Gary Bushells of this world... promoting it as being the next big thing, which automatically should mean you go, and he made his career on that as well when he was writing for Sound. This automatically makes you want to run screaming from the hills. But also, Oi had a lot of fascist connotations with people like Cockney Rejects. I don't know really if Splodgeness, I think Splodgeness were too silly to be part of that, but I'm always a little bit wary about playing them, so I play them with a slight declaim, which I shouldn't really do, but... I've been reading Rip It Up A Start Again, which is by Simon Reynolds, and that has all this stuff about what happened with after punk, after 1976, and it talks about the oi, sort of the oi and sort of the, in quotes, real punk, and all the sort of pub punk type sort of, you know, let's keep it real, which never really got anywhere, and all the post-punk stuff, which all went very arty. So, this is Simon Templar. In a minute. That's better.
Could this be Mr. Simon Templar?
Thank you.
Pardon?
We'll be right back. kid's going to be far out.
That was the wonderful, wonderful Sons of a Loop de Loop era, otherwise known as, I think it was, is that Mickey Finn or Danny Breaks? It's Danny Breaks, who went on to, I think, set up the Suburban Bass label. If not, don't shoot me, I'll send it, something to do with them anyway. Then before that, the classic in, I don't know, it's a classic in a tacky disco way. The kind of disco that you heard on Battlestar Galactica, and there might be a show in the making around something like that, but that was a Ra band with Hunger for Your Jungle Love 83. And both me and Kirk, I remember playing that to Kirk off the album I've got, which is called Going Up. You're not really, definitely not up the charts. And we just couldn't believe the lyrics. I hunger for your jungle love. I hunger for your love. Hunger for your jungle love. It's terrible. It's terrible, Muriel. It's terrible. But it's great. I like it. I was listening to Going Up, the album. I ripped it to MP3, and I was listening to it last night and thinking, I was sort of driving along thinking, you know, songs such as Messages from the Stars and Sand Samba Man, incredibly embarrassing. One of the embarrassing guilty pleasures of my record collection. Yes, I'm sort of confessing my soul here. There's some really embarrassing stuff. Oops, let's make sure we don't scratch the record when we take off the needle. There's some really embarrassing records I've got here. Records such as The Bangles. I'm not playing any Bangles. I'm sorry, not playing any Bangles. I do have some mid-80s Genesis. I do have Invisible Touch somewhere. I might have actually burnt it. I'm not totally sure. I think I might have got rid of it. But yes, I do have Genesis in my collection. I have Peter Gabriel. I have Kate Bush. Kate Bush is quite cool now, actually. Didn't used to be. And I have some Carpenters, which I might play. Might play a Carpenters tune at the end of the show. Depends how I feel. I don't know, Carpenters are probably a bit overdone, but I love the Carpenters still. There's my Chinese. So amuse yourself for a second, just amuse yourself. Actually, no, let's put on a track. Let's put on Party Children. This is by Mark Summers and his B-side of Summer's Magic. Come on, I get the
like this.
It's the testing, I'm collecting. You got the message, I always get loose. Stop
the beat, drop the beat. With my microphone in hand, I'll execute my master plan and keep you hype.
Thank you.
now. Kill them with the now. Na 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 now. Kill them with the, kill them with the, kill them with the heads high. Kill them with the now. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high. Kill them with the now. No boy ain't got no secret for your wow wow. Heads high. Kill them with the now. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high. Kill them with the now. Tell them say Vegas say so.
Taskmaster, first the bionic zip splitter. Break next beats, we drown 10 pints of bitter. We lean all day, and some say that ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contented with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Said wait, we count them blessings and keep jamming. Sipping, scumbag, scum of the earth. His worth was nil until he gained a skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my grey back self, I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish, break away, slave bliss. Generate G's and then we stash them in the sweats. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of hip hop duns. I'm progressing in the flesh. Esoteric quotes, most frightening. Duffy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me ting, Duffy, leg on me hand. I summon up the power of Banana Clan.
Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. Make a boy know you wanna pop it show. Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. Tell them Vegas say so.
That deep root juice. Now we're there burning boots. Let them spirit them loose. Go ahead, go slash up the news. With conclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause whether we hitchhike or push bike or travel, kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and roots rap. Manifest that, yeah. I do my zing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Gone up in the life with this ragged bone flow. Squeeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink. Whining kind of stink. We don't give a frig about what them fools think. Free your network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hailstone pelt.
Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. No boy can't take a yuppie papi show. Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. Them not no secret for you. I sing again. Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. No boy can't take a yuppie papi show. Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. Tell them Vegas say so.
Wanna see me with some old time? Let the old world know he's on some off-key tip. Mega manic, when time the pressure start lick. By the hook or by the crook, by the poop or by the kick. He sickly cryptic, spitting the code. And most proud to present that prophet in mode. And it shows that they're frozen, seen a few slights. Life rose scenario, reality bites. We in collision with the beast. Lost the religion, now we can't get no peace. Idiot, we got one for tech, eye for cheek. Stoop to the level and we're plotting cold green. But we should know that discipline make up the geese. Separation of the dad from the rat, that's a must. Proceed, set speed with the cuffets in touch. Proceed, set speed, the cuffets in, y'all.
That's not the record. That's not the track you were looking for. Those are not the drawings you were looking for.
Amigo, 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 who?
Totally caught out by the record there. That was Amigo by Black Slate, with a very brief interruption by Disco by Auto One DISCO. But I know I've played that on the show before. I think I have, and I don't know I wanted to play that one. It's one of my favourite dub reggae songs of all time. And I know, I think they're like Steel Pulse. I think they were from Birmingham or somewhere like that. I've got one of their records as well. Which unfortunately doesn't have Amigo on it and isn't as good as Amigo, but it's pretty good. Then before that was one of the few mashups I have on vinyl. I actually bought that when I was down in Bristol, of all places. I was when it walked into a record shop. I can't remember which one it was, but it's the one which Lumpy took me to the first time I went down to West of Bastard. It's on a hill. I don't know which one, they were playing this Reboots Presents, which is MV, don't know, versus Roots Maneuver, Witness Heads N edit, and it's a white label. Very, very good. The other tracks seem to mix between jazzy sort of housey mixes, DJ mixes, and there's another good sort of dubby mix as well. And then before that, way in the mists of time, was Deep Purple by Nina Temple and April Stevens. And that's from a excellent compilation called Monster Hits, which is on the Pickwick label. It's one of those cheapy collections of all the doo-wop and sort of 50s, 60s tunes. So you got things like the Box Tops, the Letter, which I was possibly going to play, and sort of, you know, Do Ron Ron, and He's So Fine, I think, is on that one, and Chapel of Love, and all those sort of really classic R&B and doo-wop and early rock tunes, which I like a lot. And also, the Amiga was from my favourite compilation, one of my favourite compilations of all time. There was on the Ronco label. There's a guy who did loads of records. I wonder if his name's on there. Neil Palmer and Gordon Smith. I think it was one of those two. Did compilations which were really, really eclectic. And Ronco was one of those labels that you would buy them at sort of... They were affiliated to one of the petrol stations companies. So you could buy them at some petrol stations. They were that kind of compilation. But this has... it has Gary Newman, Genesis, Corgis, Selector, Surface Noise, Gibson Brothers, Ottawan, Black Slate, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Kelly Marie, Lynx, You're Lying, which is a good compilation, song, Generals and Majors by XTC, which I also have on single, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, and Unlock the Funk by Locksmith, and UB40. And if I get my shit together... This next song, which I have to play to you, it's a brilliant song. So we have to talk while we're flipping the platters, yes, the platters that matter and all that bullshit. This is by Sue Wilkinson. And if I can find it, it's a track called "You've Got to Be a Hustler," and it's a bit. If I've played the Mary Wilson Telephone Man, or I've not played, and I don't have a copy of it, or I haven't found one. I think this is one in Kirk's collection, which I taped off him. The Piglets and Johnny Reggae, which is a brilliant song. So if you know that song, mentally insert it here, because that would go beautifully in this mix. But I haven't found it on any of my compilations, which I'm surprised at, since I love that song so much. But this is "You Gotta Be a Hustler." I hope you, if we turn it up as well, that would always be a good thing. I hope you enjoy. Oh, at the end of the last track, that's always good.
I remember Sally from number 4. She always had boys queuing up at her door. She wasn't so good looking, but she seemed to have such fun. Well, I had none. I asked my mum how come. Mother said Sally was loose and cheap, and girls like that ended up on the street, not like me. I was good, you see. Now I saw Sally on the telly today. She's a lady now, in every way. So darn rich, though they tell me she's a witch, with lovers by the score. Do I have to tell you more? Oh, you've got to be a hustler if you want to get on. Principles can only hold you back. The only women making it are women who are shaking it, forsaking all their morals on the mat. It's an act. To be a hustler if you want to make a name, being good can only get you hurt. Chastity and virtue never bought a woman fame, and men will always crave a cunning flirt. When you read the newspapers every day, there's always some hussy that's having her way. By dating someone famous, she makes herself a name, and no one blames her. I guess we'd all do the same. But then they get married, and before you know, she wants divorce and half of his dough. Gets herself a lawyer who's a really shrewd guy, and gets a judge's sympathy by crying and crying. Yes, you've got to be a hustler if you want to get on. Principles can only hold you back. The only women making it are women who are shaking it, forsaking all their morals on the mat. It's an act, that's a fact. You've got to be a hustler if you want to make a name. Being good can only get you hurt. Chastity and virtue never bought a woman fame, and men will always crave a cunning flirt. The next thing that happens is she starts to write of her schemes through the days and her men through the nights. And even though it's tasteless, the book sells coast to coast. On all the chat shows, you can see her boast. And now they're making a film of the book, and no one gives a damn that the girl was a... Though her past was obscene, now she's mixing with the cream, and no one even cares what she's done or where she's been. Oh, you've got to be a hustler if you want to get on. Principles can only hold you back. The only women making it are women who are shaking it, forsaking all their morals on the mat. It's an act, that's a fact. You've got to be a hustler if you want to make a name. Being good can only get you hurt. Chastity and virtue never brought a woman fame, and men will always crave a cunning flirt. Yes, you've got to be a hustler if you want to get on.
Classic, 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 classic. I've run out of tunes over, because you might have guessed I've been... putting these tunes onto the computer, so I can sort of mix between them, which... is great until you run out of tunes to do that with, which is life, yes. So that was the amazing Sue Wilkinson, and this is all getting a bit like my early radio show I did when I was 8. This is not a good comment. So it's the 71st birthday of Jim Henson, and I do actually have in my very little hands the Muppet Show. You can hear it. That's not what a Muppet sounds like. Muppets don't go. They go more like Kermit. Not that. And I'm gonna play at you. A great song, number 6, which, of course, if you're playing along at home, you know what number 6 is on the Muppet Show album, on side B. So actually, don't even have to play it. I can just sort of direct you to it and say, play that song. But for those of you who are otherwise have sad, sad lives that don't actually have a Muppet Show album in your connection, your silver connection, yes, Fly Lady Fly. No, you don't really want to hear that song. No, you don't. So, This is Colston Pie.
Kermit.
Yeah, Fozzie?
You know what you need on this record?
What?
Some great comedy shtick.
What'd you have in mind, Fozzie?
Well, I could do some of my famous hat tricks. They are funny.
Yeah? For instance?
Watch this. And here's a good one. Or how about...
Well, Fozzie, somehow it doesn't quite make it on our record.
What? You couldn't hear my ears wiggle?
When I was a puppy, I used to enjoy reading about Winnie the Pooh. He's a bear, like Fozzie Bear, but, well, not very much like Fozzie Bear. This is a song he would sing when somebody would say something he didn't quite understand. He could have said, "What?" or "I beg your pardon." But Pooh would instead sing this song, which he made up for singing when his brain felt fluffy. Goes like this. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie. A fly can't bird, but a bird can fly. Ask me a riddle, and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie. Now this is where the song changes key, what we call a modulation. That's G sharp minor. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie. A fish can't whistle and neither can I. Ask me a riddle and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie. Why does a chicken, I don't know why, ask me a riddle and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston Pie.
That was Rolf, of course, with Coddleston Pie, and also referencing my favourite animated character, which is Winnie the Pooh. If you would, of course, you all know that because John bought me a Winnie the Pooh book of all the Winnie the Poohs a while ago, and we've now lost. You know, it always happens with records. You always lose the little. You always manage to somehow lose the inserts, don't you? So it's like, right, okay. But I have an interesting fact in this really pointless and rather getting a little bit too drawling show, is that, did you know that Mana Mana, which is done by, written by a guy called Emiliani, was actually first debuted in a Swedish sex film? Yeah. So I really don't understand how the hell it became the theme song for the Muppets. Swedish sex film, Sesame Street, or I think it was Sketch and Sesame Street, and then it became the Muppets or something like that. I have absolutely no idea. How do these things happen? Ow. That probably hurt you more than me. So we're now going to play another cover. I think a cover. And I'm going to play a few records, and then I'm going to get out of here because my Chinese is going incredibly cold. And as much as I love you, dear listeners, I if you get in the way of my food, you die. I have to say, though, I'm a lot more happier. I've got work at the moment, so a lot more happier since my last show, which was a thing of a mixture of some of the shows I used to do, the rainy day shows, and also Confounding Expectation, because I do feel like this show has to have a lot of pop music, and it annoys, and mashup. Well, I actually include mashups in that sort of quite, no, not intentionally demeaning property, because actually good pop is good music. But what I probably mean is crowd-pleasing music, kind of music that actually I generally don't DJ. So that's me kind of rebelling. So So this is, I do hope I edit all these pauses out. This is a great cover. And everyone knows the Tiffany cover of I Think We're Alone Now, not realising that Lena Lovitch did it originally. And she did it in Japanese, though I'm pretty sure this is actually the English version. Lena Lovitch with I Think You're Alone Now from the Stateless album, which is now going to crackle in the background. So, hey, let's just leave it as a nice ambient background. I always wonder if these are strange messages from aliens on these things. And what I miss about CDs is actually having little messages in the run-out groove. I was actually having a look at one of the few sort of bootleg artist-related releases I have, which is Soundhog's record on the Corsair label. And, of course, immediately rushed to see, because he's the kind of person that would like that kind of thing, to see if there was actually anything written on the run-out groove. And there wasn't. I was quite disappointed. Because what I loved about stuff like the 7-inch of Level Terrace Apart, it actually has stuff like I've Only Got Record Shops Left. And there used to be all kinds of really odd little things written on the run-out groove from the mastering, which I always used to love, and it's something I miss from CDs, little kind of secret messages. So maybe this is messages from the stars, or they're making sweet love to me. Maybe not. So anyway, Tiffany ripped off Lena Lovitch. Because that, of course, it has Lucky Number on it, so it came out in, I think, let me have a look, but I think it came out in 81, isn't it? Something like that. Of course, everyone's screaming, oh, no, 78. So, I'm not sure even Tiffany was born. Well, I suppose she might have just been in a trailer somewhere. Not, oh dear, yes, of course, Tim sounds really, really snobbish. But I hated Tiffany. I mean, Tiffany was a pile of... a bit like in the last show with Dar Williams about Rick Astley was ghastly. I can't think of a good rhyme. Tiffany was shit. I'm not even going to bother to rhyme it. She was shit. But, yeah, I love the Lena Lovitch album. I've got a single, Say When. Lucky Number still was her biggest hit, really, and she didn't really do very much since, although those people are going to write in and tell me otherwise. But very, very good cover. Of course, on Stiff Records, I'm a big fan of Stiff Records. Sloppy ones don't play very well. Ha! Ba-dum-tish. And you're probably going to really, really... oh, no, it's Fly Robin Fly by Silver Convention, not Fly Lady Fly. Lady Fly? Oh, that doesn't make sense. So you're going to really, really regret me doing a show like this, and you're going to say, please, Tim, go back to the non-speaky shows, because really, really, we don't have to listen to your endless fucking babble, while Tim is actually trying to do two things at once, which is put on a record. So the next one is, I'm going to play a few more songs, and then fuck the right off. This is In the Still of Night by the Five Saturns, and it's on, I have to say, I'd love to say I've got it on original, what's the bloody record label, does it actually say? I'd love to say it's original Arista, Arista. So I would love to say it's on some kind of Arista label, and I've got it on 7-inch. And you can imagine that at home if you want. But actually, it's from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. What you're hearing? Oh my god, one of those horrible songs. There were some really horrible songs on that album. This is a good one.
Thank you. sweet home. Home. 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 Sweet
thank you. Thank you.
That was OMD doing their best Graph Rock impression. And that was from their organisation album. That was Stan Lowe, which was, of course, is a... let's just stop this. Unless you really want the ambient sounds of vinyl. Actually, it's not too bad, actually. It's a bit like what Kirk said about he listens to vacuum cleaners and white noise. He likes urban white noise. It kind of sends him to sleep. I mean, it probably would actually be vinyl, this sound. I'm glad it wasn't a locked groove. When it started doing that synth, I was thinking, uh-oh, is this a locked groove? that would be fun, trying to fade down a locked groove with when you're using two channels on a mixing desk. It's not easy to actually fade things down smoothly. So, yes, it's the end of the show. I haven't told you what the other tracks were. The track before that was of course, Kraftwerk, Ohm Sweet Ohm, which is the last track of Radioactivity. I think, I don't know, but I know OMD was very influenced by Kraftwerk, and those two tracks are very similar, very, very similar. So I'm not too surprised there. I think they were doing a little bit of copying. And then before that, if I can remember what it was. What was it, Tim? Oh, yes, it was Clannad. Oops, crunch. Clannad being another one of my guilty pleasures. I love Clannad, though, and I love... That was from the Legacy album, which is, of course, the music from Robin, the Hooded Man. And I like early Clannad. Things like Harry's Game... And they did songs, one of my songs to Newgrange. Again, there's kind of a standing stone link there. And then before that, what was before that? I can't remember. What was before that? I can't remember. It was a tune. Not sure if I did play anything before that. Yes, it did. Oh. Oh, yeah, that was Dirty Dancing, wasn't it, with the end, Still the Night, I think. So, that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this non-mixed show. This is a show that is very much, very retro nostalgic. I mean, the music is quite nostalgic, because my record collection, I stopped collecting records, I would say, about 1992, or 91. There's the old record that I've collected since, I've seen somewhere and I thought, I must have that even on vinyl, or it's only available on vinyl. But most of my collection comes from charity shops and record exchange in, or music and video exchange in Notting Hill Gate. I used to live right by there. And Ben's Collector's Records in Guildford and various other places. They're emblazoned on these things with little stickers saying, you got this for 50p or a pound, and they're worth lots of money, which is quite bizarre. But there's a... Yeah, so it's a mixture of charity shop vinyl and stuff I bought at the time, singles I've bought, a lot of stuff from Our Price. Remember Our Price, Jeremy? What should I say, Jess? But the... so... You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I'm here with my Chinese. I'm a lot more happier now. I've had some food. And, let's stop this, because I have another tune to play. I hope it's appropriate. I might have two tunes to play. It depends on how I feel. Sadly, the one tune I want to play, I really wanted to play, kills the mood totally. So, as you do, I might just do it anyway, just being contrary. But yeah, this is very... the irony doesn't escape me about me putting on records, vinyl records, with Crackle and the Start as while you're listening to them on an iPod. This is quite funny, I think. Which is why I'm doing it. Because I'm evil like that. I'm just totally evil. I've got loads more records to go through, and I can listen to a fair amount of them and rip some, and some of them will appear in future shows. I love just going through all of these records, because each of them kind of tells a story. Yes. But it's one of these things that I think I'd probably look at anyone's record collection, and they've got embarrassing stuff and interesting stuff and stuff got quite a few stuff which either I never listen to or I think, oh my God, when did I buy that? I was going through it going, I don't even remember buying this. I didn't know I had a copy of this. Which means that if anybody of the if any of the MCP NCPSPRS comes calling saying, "Oh, you've been playing these MP3s of their own," I do have a big actually record collection that I can say, "Well, I own that one, I own that one, I own that one." I just never until now had the way of actually playing most of the things, and it's nice to do that. So I hope you enjoyed this very irregular show. And I hope to speak to you soon. This is, of course, I didn't know what to play, but DJ Nono whispered in my ear and said it has to be from the Mary Poppins soundtrack, which I have. And actually, it was my first act of DJing. Apart from the one I played earlier, Sons of a Loop de Loop Era, Far Out, that was the first record, one of the first records I ever DJed. It was my first ever set using vinyl. And I think it was a CD Walkman, but two vinyl decks, and at Sheffield Hallam University, and I was one of the records I played. So it kind of has a sort of an emotional thing for me to play. But I think probably the first record I tried to DJ with a compass when I was about 8 years old was the Mary Poppins soundtrack, which I now have. Thankfully, it's not the version that I redecorated with a compass. It was kind of a special scratch mix. It was, you know, I was trying to do the scratching, but obviously I'd kind of misunderstood at the age of eight. So this is Let's Go Fly a Kite, and this goes out to Don. Good night.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.